Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me, please, to the book of James, and let's review this, and then I want to give you another example tonight. Go to James 1. How would you be protected from this kind of thing? Fools eat up flattery. Wise people don't. You know, the Bible said concerning Jesus, the people came and were going to make him king. Remember that? And the Bible said he just left them. He just walked away and them and their big hip hip hoorah, because says he knew what was in man and didn't need man to testify for him. But how many know lesser men would eat that up? Oh, me king? You're kidding. Get out of here. Really? You think so? Fools are full of pride. And pride blinds you. Obadiah 3 says, the pride of your heart has deceived you. Otherwise, very intelligent people get dumb when their pride is rampaging. There's the plan of God right in front of you. There's the right thing to do right there, but you don't see it. Because of pride. The biggest fool around is the devil. He was in the presence of the Almighty. He had a place in God. He was gifted. He was graced. He was beautiful. And he, the Bible said, if you look up the words, he twisted the wisdom God gave him. See, that's where this devilish wisdom came from. God didn't create devilish wisdom. He created the anointed cherub with beauty and wisdom, and then the devil twisted it. Can you take what God gives you and twist it? We ought not to, but you can. James 1:5 talked about asking for the wisdom, but James 3, skip on down to there for time's sake. James 3, verse 13. Who's a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Now, this is very important. He's telling us how to identify wisdom of God. Let him show out of a good conversation his works. Everybody say works. You show me somebody who's got some wisdom of God, I'll show you somebody you could see it without them opening their mouth. It's not just talk. It's evidenced by what they do. Their works. And let him show out of a good conversation his works with what? Meekness. With what? Meekness of wisdom. You show me a wise man or woman of wisdom of God, and we can show you what? A meek. Not weak. Meek. Humble. Now, meek and humble is the furthest thing from weak and secure that there ever was. Weak, insecure people are the loudest and the pushiest. Did you know it? The most demanding, rude, pushy, they call themselves being strong. But it's because they're so insecure. They don't know who they are. They're not secure. But a wise person has humility. They go hand in hand. And they don't feel the necessity to try to correct everybody and straighten out what everybody said about me, because I know who I am. God knows me. Right? They're not running around trying to correct everybody or trying to check and see what somebody said about me or They're secure. Keep reading. But if you have what? Bitter envying and strife in your hearts. When you hear people start talking, and they're supposed to be giving you good counsel, wise counsel. But then you hear them take off on these tangents of, you know, what so-and-so has and what they did. And you just don't think that's right. And you don't think, and strife, you can detect strife and you can detect jealousy. You know you're sitting in the presence of devilish counsel. Devilish wisdom. Are you with me? Because this wisdom, he said, is not from above. It's earthly, sensual, devilish wisdom. For where envying and strife, see, he mentions it again. He already said it in verse 14, but he reiterates it. What? What two things?
Envy.
And so many times when people are criticizing somebody about what they have or what they're doing, that's what's behind it. They just want it for themselves. They wish they had it instead of them. Well, I just don't think they're the right one for the job. Well, who is? Well, I might be available. Then we can't talk to you. All your thinking's colored and skewed.
That's right.
We're not going to get wisdom of God out of you. Right? But the wisdom that is from above, when you're in the presence of real wisdom of God, what is it? You have the feeling, even if you could just close your eyes and not try to listen to the meaning of all the words, you just sense purity. And you sense peace. There's a gentleness. Nobody's trying to make you do anything. Nobody's trying to rip you from somebody or force you into anything. There's a gentleness. This wisdom is easy to be entreated, full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality, there's no respect of persons, and without hypocrisy, there is no falseness, no deception. It's real, it's genuine. And it's sown, the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Hallelujah. But if we just got this, what we've talked about so far, and operated in it, we would be able to, three words out of somebody's mouth, and we'd know whether we need to hear the rest of it or not. Right? There's counsel coming from all kind of places. The Bible said there are many voices in the world, and none of them without signification. But there's only one I want to hear. Right? There's only one counsel. I desire the counsel of God. The wisdom of God, because He's right. He knows the best way to handle it and what to do and what's going to produce the best outcome. Go with me to 2 Chronicles, please. Can you take some more? 2 Chronicles. And the 10th chapter. Now, last week, we ended up talking about the counsel of Ahithophel. Anybody remember that? Ahithophel. The Bible said in those days, anybody inquired at Ahithophel about counsel, it was like hearing from the mouth of God. Did you know you could be that way? I said, did you know you could be that way? That when people talk to you about things, you'd know when to be quiet and not say anything. But you'd know what to say. When it was appropriate. And how to say it. And people hearing you talk about it, it'd be like hearing God talk. He is in you. I said, He is in you. Why couldn't He influence your mind? Why couldn't He influence your words coming out of your mouth? Then why wouldn't it be like hearing from Him? Mr. Pomfretkin, I just ain't that smart. Ain't got to do with smarts. We ain't talking about smarts. Talking about wisdom. There is a spirit that gives wisdom. The Spirit of God's in you, giving you wisdom. Well, Ahithophel used his wisdom against God's anointed, and it was his downfall, wasn't it? Well, here's another example. And this is so clear as to the difference in counsel in this happening. In 2 Chronicles, the 10th chapter, this is Solomon's son. Solomon has just died. And now Solomon's son is taking over. His name is Rehoboam. 2 Chronicles, the 10th chapter. And as he was taking the throne and getting started in his reign, he called for counsel. Everybody say counsel. 2 Chronicles 10 and verse 1. Rehoboam went to Shechem. For to Shechem were all Israel come to make him king. I mean, the whole nation is there represented in delegation. He has complete support of the country. Who's his daddy? Who's his grandpa? God gave David total victory over all his enemies. And Solomon inherited vast wealth and enormous amounts of land and wealth. And the first thing, what's the first thing Solomon did when he came to power? He got to praying and seeking God. What did he ask for? He asked for wisdom. God actually came and appeared to him after he, you know, a lot of people ignore this, but you got to back up and see. Solomon gave some huge offerings. That's what preceded this thing. He gave some giant offerings. And God showed up in his bedroom and said, what do you want? I said, well, I don't like that, Brother Keith. You link in there with that. I didn't link it. Go read it. But see, the reason people don't like it is because the truth is your heart and your pocket are connected. People don't like that because it shows up something they don't want to look at. If God's got all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, he's got all your money and all your stuff.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Choosing the Right Counsel, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602H. That's R1602H, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.